Well, howdy. I am Cheryl LeBray, and I am a PhD student in soil science at Texas A&M University. Pictured here are some of my little friends in Mali that decided to tag along on my research, and they certainly showed a lot of interest in my iron and zinc research. But why are we interested in iron and zinc in the grain? Well, micronutrient deficiencies of iron and zinc have become a well-documented problem over the last decade or so. And they affect a large number of people, especially those in developing countries. Now, due to rather alarming statistics as these in West Africa, recent research efforts there have focused on breeding for or biofortifying staple crops such as sorghum to have higher iron and zinc. Now, in order to biofortify for iron and zinc, we need to see some genetic variability. And that has been documented by the International Crops Research Institute of the Semi-Arid Tropics, or ICRISAT, in Mali through their trials in 2007. But what they also found or noted was that there was an environmental and G times E effect. So as a soil scientist, I was mostly interested in what possible factors were contributing to this environmental effect. And perhaps the most obvious one would be the obvious soil factor would be plant available iron and zinc. Now, there's been a few studies on this, field-based studies, that have directly compared soil iron and zinc with grain iron and zinc. And the results have sort of been mixed. We've seen some good correlations with soil and crop zinc, but not so good with soil iron and crop iron. So my objective was to follow up on the ICRISAT study and investigate any possible environmental factors that are affecting the iron and zinc in sorghum grain. I conducted two field studies in 2009 and 2010. In Mali. For the first study, we chose four locations pictured here on the map where we saw sampled soil and grain. And this was part of the multi-location, multi-variety trial that ICRISAT was conducting in 2009. And you can see this is a soil map just showing that in the area of southwestern Mali, we have alfasols and altisols or entisols. So for field study number one, we had chose four fields from each location. Two of the fields had short varieties planted, while the other two had tall varieties planted. We had a randomized complete block design with two replications with eight varieties. And also listed here is the analysis that we conducted on the soil, specifically DDPA, extractable iron and zinc from the soil, and then the statistical analysis, doing the general linear model with grain, iron, and zinc, and also a regression model where we took the mean of the soil, iron, and zinc per field and regressed that against grain, iron, and zinc. Now, contrary to what I had in my abstract, I'm not going to talk about the grain, iron, and mold results that I have been investigating. Unfortunately, they have not been very consistent, and I'm in the process of reanalyzing the grain, iron. So I'm just going to focus on zinc today, where we see some interesting results. On the top table here, this is the GLM table where variety or genotype is fixed, and the other effects are random. And we see a nice varietal effect with both the short and the tall varieties, as we would expect. We also see a field and a block within field significance for the short varieties, and a field effect in the tall, as well as a variety times field effect. In the bottom table, this is a variance component model where we're putting all of the effects as random, and this kind of gives us a percent contribution of each effect. And you can see there's a difference between the short and tall varieties. The short ones have more of a varietal component, and less of a field, and then for the tall varieties, it is the opposite. You have more of a field component. And this would make sense. The tall varieties are later maturing, taller growing, so they would be more affected by the field. So now when I regress the soil zinc versus the grain zinc, I don't get a good correlation. And the reason is I have a high amount of variation in soil zinc. As I've seen in the literature, it's kind of an all too common problem that soil zinc is going to be quite variable within a small field. But what I noticed when I looked at these values, that there were some high values of soil zinc, like maybe one or two per field. And when I plotted those out, they appeared to be present next to shea trees. And or also in a village where I noticed the dolerite rock. Now, why would I notice dolerite rock? What is it? And why would we care? Well, I noticed it perhaps because I have a geology background, and I can't always help noticing obscure rocks around me. But also, more importantly, this is a mafic rock, a dark rock, that would contain a high amount of iron and zinc relative to other rocks. Now back to the shea tree effect. The shea tree is the most popular agroforestry tree in Mali. The farmers usually keep them about spaced 30 meters apart within their fields. And we've seen the benefits of these trees on organic carbon, nitrogen, phosphate, and water content in the system here. Now the trees we also know are going to have the roots that go down deep into the soil profile and are going to bring up those metals and deposit them on the soil surface through their leaf litter. And so there have been metal exploration studies that use trees to find deeper metals. So the question then became, does the presence of dolerite parent material, the shea tree, or both, account for my high values of soil zinc? And then, do those factors also cause an increase in the grain zinc? So in order to answer that question, I had to do a second field study, a more designed field study. Fortunately, I was able to find good locations such as these, where the farmers were literally planting the sorghum in a field of dolerite boulders. So I went out and found those four different sites. Two of the sites or locations had visible dolerite, and the other locations, there was no dolerite. One of them was sandstone parent material, and the other was granite. And then I went out and sampled at 5 to 6 shea trees per location. And these trees were about 1 to 5 kilometers apart in the village. And then I sampled both soil and sorghum at 2-meter intervals out from the tree. All right, here are the results of, or some of the results of the study here. And this graph is showing that the dolerite parent material, you see that the soil DDPA zinc is higher, and then it's decreasing out away from the tree. And in contrast, at the non-dolerite sites, the soil DDPA zinc is lower, and you see no such decrease. So we perhaps are seeing some sort of interaction effect between the dolerite parent material and the shea tree. That's accounting for the high amount of zinc in the soil. Now, will we correspondingly see grain zinc increased? Well, we sort of do here. This is a graph of the grain zinc concentration, and we see for the dolerite sites that they are slightly higher, but they're not decreasing away from the tree. But at the non-dolerite sites, the grain zinc is kind of starting out higher and then decreasing away from the tree again. So, when I go back and try to regress the soil DDPA zinc with the grain zinc, I don't get a good correlation at all, but there definitely are some interesting differences in patterns with the parent material and tree. I do see some weaker relationships with the average panicle weight and DDPA iron. I do need to measure some other soil factors, including organic carbon and total iron and total zinc. And once I have all of the soil factors that I measure, I can put that in a bigger regression model and see if we get relationships there, a better correlation. And in conclusion, it's really important to note that the agroforestry system that they practice in Mali could be a significant source of zinc to the grain zinc. And so that should be considered as plant breeders go forward, breeding for high iron and zinc. And also in the investigation of grain mold that I have to complete, there could be some interesting results for the breeders as well. So I just listed my references and people that I would like to thank that have assisted me in this research, including the ICRISAT and the McKnight Foundation who have funded it. Thank you, and I'll take any questions. I haven't done that. I'll admit that I got some of this data like a week ago or so, and I'm still in the process of getting it in and looking at it. That's why the graphs are visual, you know, just trying to see firsthand what the trends are, and I'll dig into that when I can. I really need that organic carbon data back to see what relationship that would hold with zinc. It could be important. No, and I did not measure that. In the trip that I went out to Mali, what I did is I just simply went at harvest time and found these locations. So it was kind of a one-shot deal where I'm grabbing soil and grain literally in the farmer's field. So I didn't know what their yield was. I did get grain weight and panicle weight. And when I did that, interestingly, the zinc had a relationship with the panicle weight, but not the grain weight. And so I have to work that out yet. I also did notice that as far as the away from the tree, the sorghum got shorter. You know, the sorghum is about 15 feet tall there. And so I noticed that it looked more robust and tall closer to the tree and went down. But I don't have numbers for that.
Thank you, Cheryl.